Praise the Lord. Amen. I wanted to make sure you guys got seated right away because I don't want to keep you guys standing for 10, 15 minutes and forget to have you guys sit down. Amen. But before I get started, I just want to thank our awesome pastors for this privilege to speak here tonight. Amen. It's an awesome responsibility and privilege. Amen. And so I don't take that lightly. And then, of course, also, I wanted to send a big happy birthday to my son. He turns 12 today. Amen. Patrick Jr. is there in God's Anointed Now generation. Amen. Man, it's serving God at 12. What were you doing when you were 12? Come on, somebody. Amen. And then also, this past week, amen, me and my wife celebrated an anniversary. Where's she at? Did she take off? Amen. I missed you. I'm going to get you. No? I'll get her when she gets back in. If she walks in and I go there, just know where I'm going. Amen. But let's go ahead and get started here tonight. Amen. If you could turn your Bibles, we're going to go ahead and get started in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10. In verse number 13. Amen. We got some speed Bible flippers over there. That's what I'm talking about. Faster than a church app. Faster than a Bible app. Come on, somebody. And tonight I'm going to be talking. The title of my message is Just Keep On Walking, God Will Make a Way. Just keep on walking, God will make a way. And so tonight, I'm going to be talking about a few different scenarios, situations that us as Christians, we find ourselves in and going through and battles that we face and storms that we have to weather. But how many know that through it all, that if we keep on going, if we keep on pressing in, if we keep on holding on, that God will make a way. No matter the circumstance, no matter the trial, no matter how big the devil looks in our eyes sometimes, as long as we keep on walking, that God will make a way. I know this is our year of Victory Outreach Albuquerque. This is our year to elevate. Amen. This is our year to elevate. And what does elevate mean to you? When I think of elevate, I think of like an elevator, right? You jump in, you push a number, you go up. But it could mean a ton of different things, right? Elevating, I think of when people are running track, right? I never ran track myself, amen? But those of you that ran track, they had these things called hurdles, right? And you would elevate to get over them, right? But how many of you have ever watched a blooper video of people running track, right? And they're running as fast as they can, and they try to jump over a hurdle, and then bam! And then they get up in the next hurdle, bam! And they get up in the next hurdle, bam! Right? Sometimes we can feel like that in our Christian walk. It's like, am I going to hit every one of these hurdles? Flat on my face. Come on, somebody. So let's go ahead and get into the message. Just keep on walking, God will make a way. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. The Bible reads, no temptation has overtaken you except that is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you will be able to bear it. So when you feel trapped, God will make a way. When you feel trapped, when you feel like you're in the corner, and for a minute I'm just going to be talking about a specific area, the flesh. Amen. Whether it be drug addiction, whether it be lust, all these things that we deal with. Come on, somebody, because we're human beings. Amen. Or is everybody super Christians here at Victory Outreach? Right? Got your cape on, flying above all the other trials that normal Christians go through. You don't deal with this kind of stuff. Not me, Pastor Pat. I don't deal with none of that. Let's talk about it. Come on, somebody. The Bible says that he will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. Does that mean that you'll be able to bear it till the end? No. It means you better take the way of escape when it comes, because if you miss the way of escape, you're not going to be able to bear it at the end. God always make a way out. Amen. How many of you guys like traffic jams? Come on, somebody. I know we're in Albuquerque, and you know, if I get held up in traffic for 5 minutes, I'm upset. I'm frustrated, right? I'm like, what? It's taking me 5 extra minutes to get to work. Come on, how many know we're blessed here in Albuquerque? Amen. But we also vacation and go to conference in California. We know what a traffic jam really looks like, right? But here in Albuquerque, when I'm going to work, right, I leave for work, and I'm driving. I jump on the freeway, right? Jump on the freeway, I-40, and I'm headed eastbound. And if I see that there's a bunch of cars in my way, what do? I get off. I take the exit. Come on, somebody. I ain't going to get stuck in this traffic jam. Right? It's just like that with our Christian walk and temptation. You can see the taillights, right? You see God gives you warning signs and hazard signs, and you see red and blue and yellow and black lights, and you see all kinds of stuff. It's waving hazard at you. You see smoke and tires. It's like you see it. Get off. Get off the freeway. Take the exit. Right? But no, what do? We drive up. We stay stuck. Come on, somebody. We stay stuck in that traffic jam. When there was a way of escape, there was an exit provided, what do? We stayed stuck. Right? The Bible says that God will make a way. But see, God makes a way, but you have to make a decision. Eesh. Amen. It's like if your house was on fire, right? Your house is on fire and you see flames burning. You're in there and the flames are burning behind you. And then you turn around and there's the door. But instead of going to the door, you just decide to take a seat on the couch. God makes a way out, but you have to make the decision to take the way of escape. Amen. The other thing is, some of you think that you're the person in the burning house, but you're really the burning house. Always flirting with people, trying to catch somebody's eye. Come on, somebody. You say you're praying for a woman of God, but really you're praying on the woman of God. P-R-E-Y-I-N-G. Mm-hmm. Let me give the sisters a little advice. If a guy comes up to you, but now they're doing it all through the social media and stuff. You know, they're not man enough to come up to you no more. They do it digitally. They got digital confidence. Oh, I'm going there. But if a man starts to communicate with you, put him to the test. First say, brother, how long have you been praying to God about this? And he said, oh, baby, I was just looking good. strike one. Then he says, then you ask him, well, have you talked to your leader yet? Well, I don't have no strike two. And then he said, then you ask him, who is discipling you? Oh, I don't believe in discipleship. That's just church. Strike three. You out. You out of line. You out of bounds. I'm out of your league. You might as well be in outer space. Because it ain't going to happen, brother. Let me get to the serious part of this message. Amen. God will always provide a way out when you're trapped. Not just in temptation, but when you're trapped by life, when you're trapped in your job, when you're wherever it is. If you're faithful to God, He'll be faithful to you. God will always provide a way out. You might think, I can't, it's impossible. It's impossible. There's no way that I can get out of this trapped position. Listen, when the children of Israel were trapped, when they were coming out of bondage, they were coming out of slavery under the hand of the Egyptians, out of the hands of Egypt. It was between the Egyptian army and the Red Sea. What God did then was not possible. And sometimes when God delivers you, He has to do it impossible. He has to do it in an impossible way. See, sometimes you can't see your way of escape because you think it's in the natural. But God is going to make a way. If you keep on walking, God will make a way in the supernatural. All you got to do is keep on walking. Keep on praying. Keep on believing. Keep on trusting in God for who He says He is. And God will make a way. God will make a way. Just keep on walking. Keep on walking. Just keep on walking. Not only when you're trapped financially. Come on, somebody. Anybody feel trapped financially? Right? You got this bill and that bill, and you got other bills, and you got bills coming up. What you do when you feel the financial burden and you feel trapped? What you do is you remind yourself of God's promises. Remind yourself of God's promises. Psalms 115:14. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Psalms 34:10. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Deuteronomy 8:18. But remember the Lord your God, for it's He who gives you the ability to produce wealth and so confirms His covenant, which He swore to your ancestors as it is today. Psalms 37:25. I have been young and now I am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. Psalms 24:1. The Lord, the earth is the Lord's. And everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Philippians 4:19. And my God will supply every need of yours according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Deuteronomy 28:6. You will be blessed when you come in, blessed when you go out. Malachi 3:10-12. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out such blessing that there will be not enough room to store it. I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your fields will not drop their fruit before it is ripe, says the Lord Almighty. Then all the nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land. Amen. Remind yourself of God's promises to you. Not just being trapped, but God will make a way when you're lost. Amen. You might be here, you might feel lost here tonight. Maybe you've just been coming a few weeks, it's your first time, and You came in here because you don't know Jesus. Maybe you used to know Jesus, but you're not serving God. And you know that there is something missing. Listen, God brought you here tonight to make a way for you. God set up a divine appointment. You got to believe that. You got to believe that God brought you here for a reason. You're not here by a mistake, but God brought you here to speak to you, to tell you He loves you with an everlasting love. And there's no sin that you have that He can't forgive. And that He won't if you just confess it unto Him. If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that He's Lord, then you shall be saved. And if you start walking with Him, then He will make a way. You no longer have to be lost, looking for direction. But God wants to pour out His purpose into your life. His purpose, that thing you've been looking for, that thing you've been dreaming of, that thing you've been knowing that's missing out of your life. All that God has for you. But how many know that you can know Jesus and still feel lost? You can know Jesus and still feel the lack of purpose, the lack of direction. You can still feel that. See, sometimes being lost is just a byproduct of being scared. Fear. Let me tell you a story. We talked about how God did the impossible to get the children of Israel out of Egypt, part of the Red Sea. Did the impossible. But then they went from slavery and bondage into the wilderness. And see, in the wilderness, they had a whole different trial. See, while they were in slavery and bondage, people told them what to do. They oppressed them, right? They had them. But then when they went into the wilderness, they were free. They were free, and they went on this journey. But you see, God didn't make them for the wilderness. God didn't make them to be lost. And see, sometimes Christians get stuck in this wilderness. They were delivered, but they never achieved their promise. They were set free from captivity, but they never acquired their full what God had for them. Acquired the promise. No longer a prisoner, but without the promise. So this season when we know the story of the spies, they were scared. Right, they were scared, so they never went into their promised land. See, they were lost not because they didn't know where to go. They were lost because they were scared of going. They were full of fear. Sometimes we're lost not because we don't know where we're going. We're lost because we don't want to take the steps it takes to get there. To take a step out into our purpose, into our calling, to really know God. To get involved, to get discipled, go to a life group, right? To do all we can to know God's purpose for our lives. If you want to elevate, you're going to have to get out of the wilderness, right? You're going to have to get out of step one. You're going to have to cross into your promised land and not live a scared life full of fear. Do you know when God stopped the river? God stopped the river when the people were ready to fight. When the people were ready to fight, they stopped the river. So the question is, are you ready to fight? You ready to fight for your calling, for your family, for your future, for your children and your children's children? Amen. God will make a way. Even when you thought it was over, God will make a way. John chapter 11, starting in verse 38. Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. "Take away the stone," he said. "But Lord," said Martha, "the sister of the dead man. By this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there 4 days." Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they might believe that you sent me." When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out. His hands and feet were wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go." Even when you thought it was over, God can still make a way. If I can get the keyboard player to come up. Even when you thought it was over, even when it should have been over, even when it was your fault it was over, even when you closed the book and you threw it away, it's over. Even when you locked it and you threw it into the river, it's over. Even when it's over. The crazy thing about this part of the Bible, that his own sister said, "No, he's been in there 4 days. It stinks." So not only did Lazarus know it was over, everybody around him knew it was over. His own family thought it was over. Sometimes even our leaders think it's over. The whole world thought it was over. But you see, with God, it's never over. It's never over. Even though you might think it's over, that you already spent your first chance and your second chance. Even you thought it went too far, you're in too deep, or there's no return. Listen, what Jesus did on the cross, he didn't just pay for some of your sin. He didn't just pay for most of your sin. Oh, but the blood of Jesus covered all your sins. No matter the situation, no matter the circumstance, I believe that this account of the Bible is to show us that things can be even more than impossible. That it could be even more than impossible. God doesn't just do the impossible. God can do the more than impossible in our lives. Some situations feel like they're out of our control. Listen, the thing about God is he's always in control. He's always in control. Let's all stand to our feet tonight. You know the story of Lazarus. When Jesus walked up and he told him to take the stone away, the very thing that covered the grave, he said, "Take it away." See, Lazarus couldn't roll the stone away himself. Sometimes we get into a situation and we try to roll our own stone. We get in so deep, and the more we try to get out, the deeper we go. It wasn't until Jesus showed up that he could roll the stone away. It wasn't until Jesus was a part of the story. When are you going to invite Jesus into your story? That you're going through, the thing that's happened in your life, the disaster, the circumstance, the trial, the storm, just like the disciples on the boat, rocking back and forth. It wasn't until Jesus showed up. It wasn't until Jesus came and said, "Peace, be still." Listen, God will make a way. God will make a way through whatever you're going through. God will make a way if you feel trapped. God will make a way if you think it's over. God will even make a way if you feel lost. Let's all close our eyes tonight. Father, we come before you, Lord. And Father, I know you gave me this word, God, to speak here tonight. Because you know your people, God, need to hear this word. That no matter what they're going through, that if they just keep on walking, that you will make a way. Even when there appears not to be a way, even when there's not a way to go, we know that you will make a way. Your word says that even in the wilderness, you'll make a way. Oh, that you'll make a way in the desert, that you'll make a way when there was no way before. Because you can do the impossible, God. Oh, we love you and we thank you tonight, Lord. Minister right now, God, the hearts of your people. The one that feels like giving up, God. Oh, that you give them an extra measure, God, of strength right now, God. Oh, Rabba Shatarasitu, Rabba Shatarasitu. Move in a special way. If God spoke to you tonight, if that word was for you, if you feel like giving up, you feel lost, you feel trapped, step out of your seat and make your way to the altar.
You
let's pray tonight. Let's pray that God will make a way.
When our backs were against the wall, and it looks as if it was over.